Hello again, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo. We're in program 44. If you'd like a copy of it, Sharon will tell you four different ways that you can receive either an audio tape or a CD at the end of this program.
The Lord has directed me to record some of the literature that I've written down through the years that the Lord has given me. And we just went through a lot of the literature because I wanted from the Lord to know which pieces of literature that I should have read on the programs first. And I was astounded to see how many volumes of literature that the Lord has given me, not to mention the thousands and thousands of tapes that I've done down through the years. The literature actually would make like 12 volumes, and it looks like it would be enough to fill like an entire Encyclopedia Britannica. There's many, many epistles that the Lord has given me. So tonight, the Lord has given me the desire, the inspiration to have read another Pearl Harbor, which is another piece of literature that I've written some time ago. So we're going to do that, and then we're going to have a couple of letters read first. And right now, let's all go to the throne of the Lord to ask Him to anoint outwardly this piece of literature, the reading of the letters, and whatever else the Lord gives me in this message tonight. Usually the Lord, when I hear these pieces of literature reread, I see little places where the Lord wants me to interject some more commentary, and so that will happen, I'm sure. But Lord, I ask you to anoint outwardly this message this evening. Lord, I want to be so careful that everything that is said on this epistle in the form of a piece of literature on this tape is directed from you, that souls may be won to the glory of you, Lord, and that the church may be edified to your glory. So open every spirit, every mind, every understanding, every heart to hear, every spiritual ear to receive what the Spirit is saying to the people of this world and to the churches. Father, that souls may be saved and the church edified and strengthened in Jesus' mighty name, we pray. And everyone says, Amen.
Amen.
All right. Now, these tapes I do primarily in my home. And so the large congregations that we have, if they were present, you would hear a mighty amen. And there's just a few people here. But where's the first letter from?
From the Solomon Islands.
All right. Go ahead with it.
Dear Pastor Tony Alamo, greetings to you in the name of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Thanks very much for the mailbag I received from you that contains in it your newsletters, a book called The Messiah, and the Bible. Me and my wife are so blessed to have them. It encourages us, builds our life, and gives us hope for our future when we read them. I should have replied to you as soon as I received your bag, but the reason for delaying was I continued on distributing your newsletters to the people. We held one convention at the central part of our island, and after our programs were over, I distributed your newsletters. People started to know you, and they asked me for some Bibles from you. We held another convention at the eastern side of our island, where my wife came from, and I distributed the remaining ones and some in my own local church. I have finished distributing all of them. People were really blessed, and they are hungry for the Word of God. This is a request from some people who received your newsletters. 4 from the central part of my island, 3 from the eastern part, and 3 in my own local church. That totals to 10 people who are requesting Bibles. I look forward to receiving those and more from you, and to hear from you again, Pastor Sunny Kuali from Malaysia Province, Solomon Island.
All right, praise the Lord. Where's the next one from?
From Ghana, Africa.
Okay.
Dear Pastor Tony, my heart is filled with joy as I'm inscribing you these few lines of my missive. To set the ball rolling, let me quickly but politely inquire of your health condition. I cherish the hope that you are swimming in the pool of good health. Down here, everything moves smoothly and methodically. Furthermore, it's a bit long before I came into the light, and before I came into the light, I first read your well-prepared book, The Messiah, and I can't explain how the book touched my heart like that. As soon as I understood the light, I entered the light, and now I am in the light. So, Pastor, I will be happy if you will be able to send me a copy of your Messiah book. I would like to request for the Word of God, i.e. the Bible, because I now believe in God.
What a beautiful way that this man expresses himself. that when he heard the light, he walked into it. He stepped into it. Praise the Lord. That man should be a writer. He is. Okay, then what?
I would be happy if I should get this Bible and get deeply into the light. Now I know by the grace of the Almighty God you will help me to get all that I've requested. I terminate my words here with the belief that you have accepted my request. Thank you, and may the Lord richly bless you. Yours faithfully, Enoch from Kumasi, Ghana, Africa.
Praise the Lord. All right. I'm sure he already has received it because my mailroom has been instructed when people request Bibles or literature that they pack it up immediately and post it immediately. All right. Now we have this piece of literature that I've written. How long ago was it?
March 2003.
All right. Let's go ahead with another Pearl Harbor.
God is one thing and country is quite another.
Right. A lot of people pay more allegiance to towns, cities, or countries on this earth than they do God. And God has to be first, not country, especially when countries have become hypocritical and have become anti-God, anti-Christ, anti-Christian. We don't owe any allegiance to them other than the respect that the Lord teaches us to have for every human being. He says to honor all men. And the way that we honor all men is not to do what they say, but to give them the truth, to show them what God wants us to tell them, and that we live a life uprightly before them, and that we read the Word of God, which is God. The Word of God is actually, according to Bible Scripture, the Word of God is Jesus. And so God is one thing. He's everything. And country is either blessed or cursed, depending on whether they align themselves with the word of the Lord or no. And so read that first line again, because the Lord has endorsed me to elaborate somewhat on the first statement.
God is one thing and country is quite another.
Quite another. Amen.
Amen.
Because God is the truth and the country is hypocritical. Amen.
Amen.
The country is antichrist because they say it's all right to murder children. Just because a bunch of hags have stated, we own our body. No, you don't. And you're going to find out at the judgment bar of God that you were to conduct yourself in this lifetime. And this is the only lifetime you're going to live as far as in the flesh. You're to conduct yourself in this world according to dictator God, the way he says, if you want to enter the kingdom of heaven. However, he makes you a free moral agent, and you may conduct yourself another way. But that's only if you don't want to enter heaven and you want to spend eternity in hell in the lake of fire. So if you want to do that, well, then you'll listen to Antichrist rather than God. And that's where most people are today. If they pay no attention to God, they're going to do exactly what they want to do, and they're not going to be inconvenienced to do anything that God tells them to do in His Word. His Word in the 13th chapter of Romans tells people to obey those that have the rule over you. And then it goes on to say that the rulers are the ministers of the gospel. Then the Bible also tells us that there are people that are posing to be ministers of light, and yet they are the actual ministers of Satan. It says Satan appeared as an angel of light to Eve and enlightened her with a pack of lies. It's obvious that this is the way that Satan operates. He operated that way in the kingdom of heaven, and he also operates that way right here on earth. He portrays God as all love, or else he'll tell you that he's a hateful God and you shouldn't obey him, that God has created all types of things, and he says, no, you can't taste, touch, or partake in everything. Yes, God made rattlesnakes, but he doesn't want you to play with them. He made cobras and other poisonous snakes, and he doesn't want you to play with them. Because if you do, you're going to be bitten, and you're going to die. And there's many things. He created human beings, and he told them to be fruitful and multiply. But there's a part in that that is extremely legal. He says, you're not to commit fornication or adultery. A female is to have one husband, and that's it. And most men are supposed to have one wife. But in the scriptures, we see that God said to David that he gave him many wives. And so we see also that God stated that the woman is the earth, wherein the man is supposed to plant seed. The man is supposed to be a farmer or a husband. A husbandman means a farmer. And that no one is to plow seed into his land. But that land belongs to that husbandman. But on the other hand, it states that there's just a host of other people in the Bible that had several wives, and the ones that they mention, that the word God, the Lord Jesus Christ, mentions were primarily or mostly men of God. And until some of them were men of God, like Solomon, and then they started marrying people that were unsaved, that were not of the household of faith. And the Lord commands the Christian or the believer in God to be not unequally yoked with unbelievers. And so that's where Solomon got into it. And he broke the commandments. He began idol worshiping with some of his ungodly wives. And according to Scripture, he is not in heaven. So if you're marrying someone and you're a Christian, it must be a Christian. If you're currently married to somebody that is not a Christian and you are saved, become saved at that time, you're to stay with them until they don't want to stay with you any longer. And if they commit adultery, then you have the license to depart from them. Or if they depart and don't want to serve the Lord, you have the license to remarry, but only in the Lord. All right? Now let's continue on with this piece of literature out of Pearl Harbor.
When the leaders of a country are hypocrites, when they are subversive to God and country, under the guise of being for God and country, they and their country will be destroyed by God.
Right. You can see different cities at this present time. October the 21st now, 2005. And we can see the different cities that God is pouring out his wrath on in the United States and other places in the world. We were just watching the news this evening and saw Cancun, Mexico, being devastated by a hurricane. And they say it's moving towards the coast of Florida and the Gulf Coast. So we may see some more problems in the United States by the end of this week. By the weekend, Sunday is supposed to hit. All right, then what?
Pray and meditate long on what I am saying. If we continue allowing godlessness and treason to exist in the United States and the rest of the world, the country and the entire world is doomed.
Well, the Bible says that it is doomed and he's going to burn it up. But there's some of you out there in Radio Land and some of you Christians that are beginning to fall away, which is another sign of the end time. Some of you, if you repent, some of you that are lukewarm and you become zealous, some of you that become vigilant and diligent, full of the zeal for God, you can be saved if you've done these things ignorantly, but you must act. You must begin doing that right now. Because a lot of people believe that after they've been saved for a while or they've done some work for the Lord, that they can begin living a carefree life, a life that is not devoted to the Lord. And the Bible states, the Word of God, or God himself states, because when we open the Word of God, we are not only seeking God, but you are there looking at God. Because the Word of God is God. And I heard Bishop T.D. Jakes today say, you don't even have to find God. He rewards you if you just seek him. Well, if you open the Bible, you found him. I sought the Lord before I was actually born again of the Spirit. I went from one bookstore to the other looking at the covers of books with these guys that had long beards and they had weird-looking hats on and had cats and moons and everything hanging off of them. And I'd read one page of the book and see that they were not talking about a God that is a God of wrath and judgment, love, wrath, and judgment. But they're talking about their God, which is the dragon, that old serpent, the devil. Because there's God's love, there's his wrath, and there is his anger, and there is his judgment. And then there's the dragon that tells you that everything is fine, that God's not going to kill you, that God will never curse the earth, that if there's any curses on the earth, it's coming from Mother Nature, and there's no such thing. If you want to believe such foolishness as that, well then, I know you've been raised in a cartoon world and probably been raised by cartoons. When you were just a little child crawling up mama's drapes, you probably were sat in front of the television set and they tuned you in on cartoons, and that's just about how you were raised, with Bugs Bunny and Porky the Pig and other cartoon characters. But there is no Mother Nature and there are no talking animals like Porky the Pig or Sylvester Pussycat or all the different mice, the dogs, the pigs, and all these other animals. And so you have to wake up and face reality. that the Word of God tells you that you cannot conduct your life that way if you want to enter the kingdom of heaven. You've got to get out of this cartoon mode and start listening to God rather than a country of people in the White House that have also been raised the way you were, in front of cartoons. All right, and then what?
God wants me to let you know that doom is imminent. I believe this is why God has told me to warn every American and all the godless, subversive people in the world, all those who say they are godly and patriotic but are not, that he is going to destroy all of you soon for your hypocrisy.
See, I love the United States of America, and I love other parts of the world, too. And I'm very patriotic to not only the United States, but mainly I live here in the United States, so I'm patriotic to it, but I'm not patriotic to some of the doctrines that we have here. Patriotism is trying to save your fellow countrymen and to have love for everyone in the world. Love is the keeping of God's commandments. I have to preach the word to them. I have to teach them the way, the truth, and the life. And this is what I'm doing right now. Japan, this bombing of Pearl Harbor was a planned situation with the people, the heads of government, including FDR. He knew all about that. And they wanted to create a war because the Vatican banks want money. They want to loan money out so that they can have a lot of interest. And Satan, the Bible says, the great red dragon is the one that is running the Antichrist government from Rome, Italy, the city of the seven hills or the seven mountains. I ate dinner one day on top of one of those seven mountains at the Rome Hilton Hotel. Best lasagna I ever had in my life. But this is Rome. This is the Vatican. This is the one world government, one world church, the one world news media. This is Antichrist. This is the one that the Lord said that we must not obey. If we do, it's the same as blasphemy of the Holy Spirit. So a word to wise people should be sufficient. But the Lord stated that the entire world would be deceived by Antichrist, by this one world Antichrist regime, the big combo, the one world cult in Rome, its government, which is the one world government, United Nations, and its one world news media, which is the mouth of Satan. Now, you're believing a lot of these things, and they like to put all kinds of little refreshing notes in the news media to get your mind. They certainly do not want you to know who they are. Satan is a deceiver, and that's how he has deceived you and yours. God said in his word, and remember, God is the word, that the whole world is deceived by this satanic combo led by the great red dragon, the spirit of the very Satan himself. All right, continue on.
God will himself personally do it.
God do what?
Destroy all of you soon for your hypocrisy.
Right. The Lord says that he's going to move the world. Now, you see a lot of the plagues coming down now. These are just the beginning of sorrows, the Bible says. And soon he's going to move the world off of its axis. First, he's going to kill one-third of the people in the world, which will be approximately 2 billion people at one swat. And we hear of this bird flu that's coming our way. And the news media and the people of the world are frightened right now because they're prophesying that one-third of the world population will be destroyed, killed by this one plague that God is sending. If you read the Bible, you'll see that God has many times sent plagues into the world. Locusts he sends. He sends drought, famine. He sends floods. As a matter of fact, he drowned the whole world at one time, and he poured down fire and brimstone on Sodom and Gomorrah area, and destroyed all those people. And he has many times, if you read the Bible, he said, there are listed the curses and the blessings and the curses. And you'll read that if you do everything I say, here's all the blessings you'll get. And if you don't do what I tell you, here's all the curses. Here's the blessings and here's the curses. Now take your choice. I made you a free moral agent and you can do what I say or you can thumb your nose at me if you think that'll do you any good against me, because I'm going to fire back at you. I'm going to thumb my nose at you, and there's going to be tsunamis. There's going to be plagues. There's going to be plagues such as pestilence, which really means sickness, disease, and infirmities. And he said earthquakes. in all kinds of places, different places. And you see them, and then on top of the earthquakes, 2 million people in some places are displaced. And on top of that, he's so angry at them for worshiping Muhammad that he's causing snow to fall down on them when they don't have any place to cover themselves. And the countries are becoming broke because they're trying to support all these people that God is cursing. And many people think, well, if God curses somebody, we're going to bless them. Well, we were the first to send trucks over to New Orleans, loaded with all types of supplies. No one had taken them there until we did. We don't boast about it, and we don't show ourselves walking up and down the streets, you know, handing out packs of food or anything like that. But we send it there, and we do all of our tithing secretly. Because if we tell of the things that we're doing, such as that, or if we show pictures of it and show everyone and pat them on the head as if we're just looking for a photo opportunity, as the politicians do, well, then we get in trouble with the Lord, and he says that we won't receive any blessing for that. Amen?
Amen.
We do help them, but still God is going to curse them, but I'm just following what the Lord says. Feed your enemy and people that are totally against us because we do not believe in abortion, and that's why they're really against us. And we're against women live, and that's why all the females are against me. But the Bible says that the woman is to be subject to the man. And so, you know, let it hit whatever it will, but we're being blessed, and a lot of those people are being cursed. And it's going to get worse and worse. They're getting diseases. There's cancer, leukemia, AIDS, herpes. You name it, there's just so many. Heart disease. There's a whole long list of them. It would take me an hour to try to list all of them. You've heard them on television and radio and seen it in the newspaper. And some of your family, I'm sure, are afflicted with one pestilence or another. And the Lord says that they come from him because of disobedience. For instance, he tells us not to eat fat. And he says, if you do, you're going to be cursed. Well, it clogs up your arteries, and now there's mad cow disease, and just so many things. My head is just spinning from all the stuff that the Lord is cursing the people with. But if all they just repent and start worshiping the Lord Jesus Christ, they would be saved, and those curses would come off of them. If they begin not just seeking the Lord, because when you read the Bible, you're seeking him and you found him, because the Word of God is God. And T.D. Jakes is wrong. The man talks very well, but I listen closely to him, and what he's saying is just a half-truth, because he says, all you got to do is seek him. He doesn't say that you have to do everything that he says. He would lose his congregation very quickly if he stated that. Amen?
Amen.
I don't hear of him saying that you have to take up the cross and follow him, to deny yourself. He keeps talking about how God wants to give you a new car, a new truck, a new house, all sorts of things like that. And that isn't necessarily so. He wants you first to seek him with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and serve him. Him alone shall you worship and serve him. And you have to tell others about the Lord, and you must obey everything that he says. So, as I said at the beginning of this program, that I've written volumes. And if you look on our website, I won't have to talk so much. All right, just refer to my literature and my tapes.
So I'm going to stop here. It's time for us to pray now. Those of you that want to be part of those that are going to be rejoicing when this Antichrist regime is over with, which is any minute now, say this prayer so you can be saved. Say to the Lord, my Lord and my God, have mercy upon my soul, a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, and I believe he died on the cross and shed his precious blood for the forgiveness of all my former filthy sins. And I believe that you, Father God, raised Jesus from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. I open the door of my heart, and I invite you into my heart, Lord Jesus. Father God, Holy Spirit, wash all my former filthy sins in the precious blood that you shed for me. You will not turn me away, Lord Jesus. Father God, Holy Spirit, you will save my soul, I know, because your word says so. Your word says that you'll turn no one away. All who call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Therefore, I know that you have heard me. And I know that you have answered me, and I know that I'm saved. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving my soul.
Now just praise and thank the Lord and share and tell everybody how to receive a copy of this program.
Number 44.
Go to alamoministries.com. Email us at taoffice@alamoministries.com or write to Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 2948, Hollywood, California 90078, or call area code 661-252-5686. That's 661-252-5686.
This is World Pastor Tony Alamo. Make sure you tune in tomorrow.
We're going to continue this message, God willing. Until then, praise the Lord. God bless you until mañana, until tomorrow.
And here I am to sing for you. I'm working on a building.
I'm working on a building, it's a true foundation. Well, I'm holding up the bloodstain, banner for my Lord. Well, I never get tired of working on a building. Well, I'm going up to heaven, oh yeah, to get my reward. Well, I'm working on a building, it's a true foundation. Well, I'm holding up the bloodstain, banner for my Lord. Well, I ever get tired of working on a building. Well, I'm going up to heaven, oh yeah, to get my reward. Well, I'm working on a building, it's a true foundation. Well, I'm holding up the bloodstain, banner for my Lord. Well, I never get tired of working on a building. Well, I'm going up to heaven, oh yeah, to get my reward. Well, I'm working on the building, it's a true foundation. Well, I'm holding up the blessing, standing for my Lord. Well, I never get tired of working on the building. Well, I'm going up to heaven, oh yeah, to get my reward. Well, I'm working on the building, it's a true foundation. Well, I'm holding up the bloodstone, banner for my Lord. Well, I never get tired of working on a building. Well, I'm holding up heaven, oh yeah, to get my reward.